At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jay. You know, I read this Mr. Beast story. Did you see where he gave away that jet?
No, I did not.
He had a guy. I think I have audio.
Wait, was it where they all put their hand on it or something?
No.
He did that before.
Now, this is a jet challenge. I think the guy had to live on the plane for like 100 days. Is that right, Spadell?
Yeah, he did.
It's a $2.5 million jet.
Yeah,
the guy's a pilot already.
It's not a very good jet.
$2.5 million? I don't know about jets. I mean, you live in a different world. Those gated communities out there, you guys probably know jets, but I don't know about jets.
I'm sorry.
$2.5 million jet, Jamie.
It doesn't, okay.
That's not much.
It's kind of a small jet. Must be really little.
All right.
And slow.
All right. Let me play the story first, okay? And then listen on the backside what he turned down.
Okay.
After he won his jet.
No joke, I spent $2.5 million on this private jet. And once you step inside, the 100 days will begin.
Oh my God.
If Armando stays on this plane for the next 100 days, it will forever be his to fly anywhere he wants all around the world.
100 days living in this thing? No problem.
That was a smooth ride. This thing is nice. If any part of your body touches the ground outside this plane, the video ends and you lose this private jet.
Don't touch the ground.
Good luck.
See you when I see you.
Let's see if Armando can win this private jet.
He won. He stayed in the jet for 100 days, never touched the ground. He won the jet $2.5 million. And then he was offered $500,000 to stay an extra 100 days inside the jet.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He turned it down.
It says a 12-seater private jet can cost anywhere from $15 to $25 million.
Oh, cheap, that's a cheap plane.
I mean, it still looks nice.
It's a beautiful jet. Nice. I don't like these rich people games.
I know.
I saw this story and I thought, you know, I'm interested in the story because the guy lived on a jet and won a jet.
Right. But so good
then,
for him.
But when he turns down $500,000 to stay on that jet for another 100 days, that's where he lost me. Because it's like, okay, well, this guy's already worth a lot of money. Who turns down $500,000?
I think he started going crazy. He started going crazy after 100 days on this jet. It happened to the kid that lived in that house.
He didn't say that.
Yeah, remember that kid that lived in the house? Every day they would take away a piece of furniture.
Yes.
It was Mr. Beast.
I get
that. And then he started going literally crazy because they had no one to talk to.
He finally
caved. He didn't win the house because he finally went to see his girlfriend.
Well, I mean, I could see that. You're isolated from everyone.
That's what this guy said, though. He said the only thing it was is he missed his family and wanted to see his family.
That's a long time.
He didn't stay. But 100 days, I mean, you could work that out for $500,000.
Well, don't like your family. Maybe he likes his. He doesn't have a grandpa in the basement.
He also said that it sucked not having meaningful contact with just anybody in the outside world.
You don't have any interaction. Even Bree struggles when she works from home, like just talking to me.
Right.
But she's like, I
gotta talk
like
to somebody else.
Yeah, like bounce, like it's cool because I get to see you every day, but it's like I need some people to bounce off ideas.
Yeah, imagine like, see, you're different because you want to drive a semi truck all by yourself for the rest of your life.
I love isolation.
You can do this no problem.
Yeah. Mr. Beast, if you're looking for the next competitor, dude, you need to call BJ Harris on Twitter, man. Reach out to me.
Offer me
something. You don't even have to offer that much. You really don't. If you offered me, let's say, $40 to live by myself for 2 years.
2 years. Yeah,
I could pull it off.
$40.
I could pull it off. $40, Mr. Beast. That's all it takes. 2 years isolation. I'd do it in a heartbeat.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.